We're not talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Sayre in Elk City, Oklahoma. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Hope everybody's having a wonderful day. She's a little chilly this morning. It's 20 at my house, and the leaves are falling off them trees now. Finally. Let's check out some weather. Man, up in the panhandle, it is warm, 59 degrees. Where are we at? Eva, 57 at Slapout, 60 at Beaver. I guess they're having a huge sale there today. They put out early notice yesterday for call before you bring cattle. That's serious. 43 at Hollis, 45 at Cheyenne, home with a secret weapon. 49 at Arnett, 45 at Freedom, 37 at Medford right now, 44 at Medicine Park. Out here in the panhandle, what do we got going on there? Oops, I messed that up big time. 52 degrees at Lipscomb, 55 at Miami, 48 at McLean, 44 at Odell, 45 at Wellington. All right, let me see if I can repair what I just messed up. Yeah, I'm good. All right, today's Hay Day Tuesday, so get your pen and pencil out for later on. If you have hay for sale, please send me a message on our ag hotline, 580-225-9697. What kind of hay you got? Round or square? Selling by the ton or by the bale? Is it tested? Can you load? Can you haul? And what area is from? I don't care if you're in Kansas, Texas, Oklahoma, Missouri. If you got hay for sale, let me know. Just let me, give me a county anyway where it's at so people are interested. I've already got a couple messages on hay, and one guy's clearing out all of his hay pile, I guess, because he's either that or he's overloaded. I got over 800 bales of hay, four different varieties he's wanting to sell today on our Hay Day Tuesday, brought to you by Great Plains Bank. So get your pen and pencil out. A lot of good hay. Looks like a pretty decent price, too. All right, let's see what happened. Brandon Hickey might or might not be on. I sent him a message. I hadn't heard from him yet. Usually that means he's at the ranch, but I'll try to call him during the first break, see what's happening. Our cattle market is just going crazy this week. Asked a few guys that I knew about why the so many, you know, there was over 10,000 head at OKC West yesterday, and just Beaver's crazy, and Elk City looks like it's going to be crazy, and Hobart on this week. Well, it was a break last week. Not all the cattle got bought, so they're going to make up for it. And if you remember, we only have 2 weeks left of this month of buying cattle, and then all the sale barns will shut down for the Christmas break. So that's what's going on. All right, let's see what happened overnight in our big world of agriculture. Grain and soybean futures were higher in overnight trading on some technical buying, and as rain delays the wheat harvest in Australia, some investors who were short the market or had bet on lower prices likely bought back their contracts and liquidated their positions. Speculators in the week that ended on November 26 increased their net short positions or bets on declining prices in soybean futures to 58,466 contracts, according to data from the Commodity Futures Trading Commission. In corn, investors reduced their net long positions or bets on higher prices to a net 83,902 futures contract from 107,000 contracts the previous week. Money managers also shifted to strongly bearish position in soybean meal last week in Australia. Meanwhile, excessive rainfall during the wheat harvest has left farmers unable to collect their crops. Precipitation has delayed the harvest in parts of the New South Wales and Victoria, according to weather reports. Still, the Australian Bureau of Agriculture and Resources, Economics and Sciences raised its outlooks for domestic wheat production narrowly to 31.9 million metric tons. While that's only a slight increase from the previous outlook, if realized, that would be a 23% year-over-year increase. Corn futures for March delivery rose a penny and three quarter to 4.75¼ a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Wheat futures gained 5.5 cents to 5.52¾ a bushel, while Kansas City futures added 6¾ to $5.47¼ a bushel. Soybean futures for January delivery rose 7¼ to $9.92½ a bushel. Soybean meal gained 1.50 to $2.89.40 a short ton, and soybean oil was up 0.69 cents to $42.11 a pound. Inspections on grains and beans for overseas delivery was lower week to week, according to data from the USDA. Corn assessments in the 7 days that ended on November 28th totaled 935,000 metric tons. That's down from 1 million a week earlier. That's also down from the 1.18 million inspected same time last year. Examinations of wheat for offshore delivery declined to 296,000 tons from 364,000 tons the week prior. This was still higher than the 188,000 tons assessed same point last year. Soybean inspections were reported at 2.09 million tons last week, down from 2.12 million tons the previous week, but up from 1.17 million tons during the same week in 2023. Since the start of the marketing year on September 1st, the USDA has inspected 11.1 million metric tons of corn for export. That's up from 8.47 last year. Soybean assessments start since the beginning of September now are at 21.8 million tons versus 18.8 million tons in the same period last year. Wheat inspections since the start of the grain marketing year on June 1st now is at 11 million. That's up from 8.34 million examined at the same point last year. Not a whole lot going on with weather. Looks like we got slick roads. So if you're headed towards Iowa or Nebraska, be careful. They got slick roads, light snow, everything's going crazy. And it looks like western Pennsylvania and eastern Ohio are still digging out from the big in new parts of New York from snow over the weekend. So if you're headed that way, I know a lot of guys in this area work that direction, please leave way early and not get in a big hurry getting there. All right, I got a pair of really nice leather gloves, work gloves from the Great Plains Bank. Uh-oh. Boss, you want to talk? No. Don't walk in here near my show then. matter of fact, one of the guys that won a pair of gloves last week, he sent me a message. Said, man, them are really nice gloves. And they are. Leather gloves from Great Plains Bank. Give them away on Heyday Tuesday. Well, today's Heyday Tuesday, but today's Stockman's Vet Happy Hour. So here's the deal. It's more of an opinion than anything. And I'm going to take about the... I think I'm going to get a lot of opinions today. So opinion number six with a text message into the Ag text line at 580-225-9697. This is an opinion. Would you prefer to feed hay like we did in the 80s versus how we do it today? And if you guys remember, back in the 80s, let's see, what is that over at Clinton? Graves Manufacturing. They built a lot of hay equipment because the round balers were just becoming popular. They had the as a matter of fact, I still see some of them today, the little trailers that you back up to the bale and it swivels up to the top and the hook comes over the back. Then you pull forward and it loads the hay. Or you got the little forks on a two-wheel trailer that you could crank up on a bell. And then you had those, what else? Because I used to weld, and during high school, I welded over at Graves at night on the night shift. Six bell trailer. They had the little pipe trailer with the six bells on it. You put three on each side. Plus, they had the one that it would convey five or six bales up there, and the guys had forks on tractors, and we had hay spikes. And anyway, so which way would you prefer, the 80s of feeding hay or today, present time? We'll share the opinions with everybody. All right, let's take a Stockman's Vet happy hour break. Well, hey, I did get to go by and see that baby vet. She is a cutie. No, I'm just going to put it out there. Dr. Taylor, she's gung-ho. 2 weeks since she's had the baby. She's already out there checking a bull when I was in there earlier. So, anyway, big pat on the back. Dr. Taylor, you didn't have to come back to work, but you love what you're doing. And your mom's doing a really good job babysitting for you. Even though I'm sure she's got other things to do. But anyway, so it's big shout-out to Dr. Mouse, Dr. Goodman. I'm always going to know her from Taylor. She, 2 weeks after having a baby, she's already back working, helping heal people's animals, taking care of their animals. All right, let's go ahead and take a break. Hopefully I can get a hold of Brandon during the break, and we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
I think every customer wants to be treated like they're the only customer. They want to be treated with respect. At First National Bank, every customer is important to us. Every customer does matter to us. And we try to treat each customer with respect and humanity. It doesn't matter if you have $2 million or $2, you're treated the same with respect and honesty. I'm Tammy DeGarmo, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Brian Bacca is an investment advisor representative of and advisory services offered through Royal Fund Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Just imagine you're getting to the end of your career. You have worked hard creating a beautiful life for your family over the past 30 or 40 years. You've raised your kids and spent countless hours at their sporting events, concerts, and ag shows. As you were going through this phase of your life, you thought the long evenings would never end. Now that your career is winding down and your kids are no longer home, you cherish those memories with your family and wish you could go back and watch your kids do what they love one more time. You now have grandkids, and you find peace watching your own kids become parents and love seeing the world through your grandkids' eyes. As you inch toward retirement, you start to wonder if you've taken the right steps, saved enough money, and where does Medicare and Social Security fit into all of this? Advanced Financial Strategies in Clinton, 323-6800 or retirewithbacka.com. There are many things in life that will worry us, but retirement should not be one of them. Let us help you find your peace in retirement.
We do a ton of wholesale work with your mechanic shops, but it's also the DIY guy that has Saturday afternoon off. He comes in Saturday morning, picks up his stuff, and works on his pickup. It's a wide range of people. It can vary from the biggest shop in town to the smallest shop in town to your guy that works in his garage on the weekend.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, November 25th. 1,950 head were sold. 10 head of steers at 488 brought 323. 8 at 652 brought 269. 20 at 735 brought 263. 22 at 777 brought 247.50. 27 at 871 brought 244. 53 at 970 brought 232.50. 4 head of heifers at 531 brought 262. 9 at 544 brought 266. 6. 7 at 560 brought 238. 8 at 580 brought 247. 31 at 643 brought 240. 11 at 793 brought 231. Butcher cows were 64 to 133. Butcher bulls brought 50 to 153. Bred cows were 1,000 to 2,400. Pairs brought 1,900 to 2,125. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, well, I didn't get a hold of Brandon yet, so hopefully he calls me back because he'll see I called. And then maybe we'll get him on the next section here. Oh, let's carry on. Man, I got all kinds of opinions on the feed and hay. So if you missed out in the first section, my question today, and it's an opinion, I guess, more, it's an opinion question. How's that? Would you prefer to feed hay like we did in the 80s with the little dump trailers and little levered pickup forks or back of your tractor or just roll up, or square bales? One of the guys texted in that he'd rather go back to feeding small square bales. I remember still doing that, just feeding them off the back of the truck, busting the wire and wadding the wire up, dumping them. The cow's trying to jump in the back of the pickup with you. Or would you rather feed hay the way we do today? So that's the question. 580-225-9697. Let's check out some weather out here in the panhandle of Texas. Let's go with Wellington. 46 degrees, wind chills 41, humidity's 54, dew points 30. Winds are out of the south at 10, with gusts way up there at 12 miles an hour. Month-to-date precipitation, 0, 438 minutes of sub-freezing minutes today. 8-inch soil temperature, 46 degrees. And the leaves are falling off. All right, let's check out the Lipscomb dealerships grain market update. You know, as soon as I can find it. There it is. I found it. Currently right now is 11:27. March corn is 432, down a quarter. May is 438, down one. Soybeans for January, 990, up 5 1/4. March, 996, up 5. Soybean meal, December, 286.90, up 350. January, 290.20, up 230. Soybean oil, January, 41.92, up 50. March is 42.21, up 50. Hard red winter wheat, December, 5.23, up 3. Let's just do away with talking about December because it's yesterday's price. Let's just go ahead and move on up to March. March hard red winter wheat, 5.42, up 2. May, 5.50, up 2.5. Cotton for March, 71.60, up 11. May is 72.80, up 15. West Texas intermediate crude oil, January, 70.19, up 209. Natural gas is down a little bit, but still above 3. January is 3.07. And then NASDAQ, S&P, and the Dow are all in the red. Not terrible, but they are. It's red. It's not green. Live cattle and feeder, whew, December, 188.70, up 117. February, 189.35, up 142. April, 191.47, up 135. And then we have feeders for January, 260.30, up 345. March, 258.25, up 270. April, 259.25, up 227. Lean hogs, 83.55, up 32. February is 88.27, up 32. Also, there you have it. Let's see here. Today is Hay Day Tuesday, so let's talk about some hay if you guys want to. Remember, last segment of the show is Hay Day Tuesday. If you got hay for sale, or you're needing to buy some, shoot me a text at 580-225-9697 with what kind of hay, round or square, by the bale, by the ton. tested, not tested. Can you load? Can you haul? What county? And I'll get it on here. It's free. Great Plains Bank is paying for the advertising on Hay Day Tuesdays. So if it's cheapest way to advertise your deal, just you can send it to me every week. I don't care. Just bring it in and I'll announce it on the show. Okay, so the little change in October alfalfa price, the October average price of alfalfa rose $1 per ton from September to settle at $173 per ton, according to data from the USDA's agriculture prices report. The average grass, other hay price jumped $7 to $147 a ton. Neither of these values hold great significance. Neither of these values hold great significance, but the difference between the two does. The $26 gap between alfalfa and grass hay average prices was the smallest such difference since April, listen to this, of 2017. And I don't get it. The price for Supreme and Premium alfalfa hay found some strength there in October, averaging $236 per ton, which was $9 higher than the previous month. Nine states had a double-digit month-over-month alfalfa price gain during October. Pennsylvania led the group by posting a $21 per ton improvement. New York closely followed with a $20 per ton. Wisconsin and Wyoming both $15 a ton higher, while California, Minnesota, Nevada, Oklahoma, and Utah were each up $10 per ton over the previous month. Only Texas had a double-digit decline in month-over-month alfalfa price, being down by $22 per ton. The highest average October alfalfa hay price was reported in New Mexico at $250 per ton, and it was closely followed by Texas at $248. Pennsylvania and California both averaged $240 per ton. North Dakota posted the lowest average alfalfa price at $98 per ton. It was followed by Minnesota at $110 per ton and South Dakota at $115 per ton. Now I know why Wisconsin and Minnesota's always got the cheapest milk, because their hay is, that's half of what it should be compared to down here, it looks like. Keep in mind that USDA average prices account for all qualities and bale types of hay sold. Also, the final U.S. estimate is a volume-weighted average rather than a simple average of state values. Those states with the most volume sales will impact the final U.S. dollar value more than those states with the fewer sales. So, the USDA also tracks the prices of Supreme and Premium quality alfalfa in the major dairy states and determines the average price from the five top milk-producing states: California, Idaho, New York, Texas, and Wisconsin. For October, the average price of Supreme and Premium alfalfa hay rose by $9 per ton to $236, which followed by a $9 price decline the previous month. 1 year ago, the average price of Supreme and Premium alfalfa was $278 per ton. Just rattle off a few here. In California, October 23, $300 a ton. October this year, $290. In Texas, $316 per ton. $283 per ton this year. That $316 was last year. Five-state average, $278 a ton. In October of last year, this year's $236. All right, let's get to other hay. The October average price of other hay, mostly grass, jumped by $7 a ton from September to $147 a ton, which still $25 lower than a year ago. The highest October price for hay other than alfalfa was reported in Oregon at $215 a ton. Washington had the next highest price at $205. Pennsylvania and New York both reported grass hay prices $27 higher than the previous month. North Dakota had the lowest reported other hay average price at $82 per ton. It was followed by Minnesota at $88 per ton. All right, let's check out some other hay price comparisons. Some states following us. Kansas, grass hay, October last year, 163. This year, 131. Missouri, 170. Oop, that's alfalfa. 130 for other hay a year ago. Today, 110. Check out what's happening in Oklahoma. Oklahoma, 103 a ton last year, 91 a ton this year. Texas, 188 a ton for other hay last year. It's 153. And let's see who is the highest of all of them. If I can figure it out. Looks like, yeah, New Mexico was 245 for grass hay, and they're 180 this year. Well, there you have it. There's your update on what's happening. Remember, guys, this alfalfa and other hay sales put out by the USDA is kind of like our sale barn reports from the USDA. They're only reporting what's been reported. I've never reported hay when I sold it. I don't know about you guys. I don't just never bother. So, but it kind of gives you overall market what's happening. All right, let's go to the text line before I go to break. Let's see here. A couple of them I can't repeat on air. Let's see here. I would rather go back to feeding small square bales, have no loss, and I still do. I'm usually not crazy about too much tech improvements, but some changes are developed by innovative people thanks to those who make our lives easier and more efficiency. This one here, I can't report, and I'm guessing that's from Roy. And like we do today, the 80s, I was 20 years old. No question, I'll feed today. And today, like we do today. So everybody's in favor of their Deweys and spear beds. Is that what you're saying? And you don't want to go back to feeding cake out of the sack, which I still do. A lot of cake feeders out there. Anyway, I will notify the winner of this pair of gloves, Great Plains Bank gloves. And you can come by and pick them up. Remember, I have a rule. And really, you guys are doing a really good job. If you win something from me giving away these gifts like gloves, beef sticks, Taylor Ranch beef sticks, hats, cow whips and everything, you have 2 weeks to pick them up here at the studio during normal business working hours. I did read yours. Oh, anyway, you have to pick them up within 2 weeks or I'm going to give them away again. How's that? These are really nice gloves, guys, so you need to go pick them up. There's two pairs still up there from last week and a week before, so please come by and pick your gloves up. We're going to take a Stockman's Vet clinic break. Be right back after this.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
A bolt breaks on a spring tooth, a harrow, or a chisel. Your work in the field stops. Most people have two choices. Either use baling wire as a temporary fix, or drive 15 miles into town. There's a third option that'll get you back to work in only a few minutes. We'll bring a bolt bin to your place, and we'll keep it stocked for you. Camrock Supply. It's on South Main in Elk City next to Fred's Steakhouse. The website is camrocksupply.com. Staying supplied keeps you in the field, getting your work done.
Remember back when you went to bed at night and just slept? And the next day, you felt good? Remember that? But now, here's what happens. An hour and a half after going to bed, you get up and you go to the bathroom. An hour later, you're up again. Then an hour and 15 minutes after that, back to the bathroom. But then you get lucky. You make it 2 whole hours before your bladder acts like an alarm clock. That's not a good night's sleep. It's a series of naps with short walks in between. The next day, you feel awful because you didn't sleep. When the sun starts to set again, you start dreading another long night. Guys, the problem is your prostate. But this problem can be fixed. Urology Associates, Western Oklahoma. Dr. Cole Wooten and urological nurse practitioners Tracy Lane and Aaron Doherty. The office is in Elk City at 522 North Main. On Facebook, search Urology Associates, Western Oklahoma. Then when you go to bed at night and just sleep, it'll feel great.
Are you Mr. Fix-It? Like to make things run? When you're covering expanded areas with long-term contracts, you hire more people. Canyon Oilfield Services needs lead mechanics with tech tool knowledge and with your own tools. And they need these lead mechanics in Elk City, Hinton, and Chickasha. They also need experienced roustabouts and Class A CDL drivers in Elk City, Hinton, and Chickasha. The pay is oil field good, and Canyon's large customer base and diverse services means job security. Benefits are exceptional. Health, dental, vision, and life insurance, a good retirement plan, and a longevity bonus at the end of the year. Hiring lead mechanics, roustabouts, and drivers in Elk City, Hinton, and Chickasha. Apply at the Elk City office on Highway 6, 3/4 mile south of the golf course. Or call 225-7100. 225-7100. 225-7100. At Canyon Oilfield Services, the keyword is service. Harvest equipment tires need to hold up to long hours, different soil conditions, and lots of road time. Firestone Harvest tires are built to keep up. They offer better traction, less soil compaction, better fuel use, and they're puncture resistant. Blair Tire and Feed keeps a bunch of Firestone Harvest tires in stock. Their inventory is huge. And when you need infield service, they guarantee to get there. If you're stuck in the middle of nowhere, they'll find you and get you moving again. Blair Tire and Feed at Highway 283 and 19 in Blair, Oklahoma.
The big 3-year-end model year clearance sale is happening now at all 7 Lipscomb dealerships. Great big limited time savings on new GM, Ford, and Stellantis vehicles, including special 0% financing and discounts of over $11,000 off select Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram vehicles now through the end of the year at Lipscomb in Wichita Falls, Burke Burnett, Bowie, Sayre, Elk City, and online at LipscombDealerships.com. Good people with great deals for you this holiday season.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. I got Brandon on the phone, so we'll get to him here in just a second. Here is your, that's a wrong direction. Brandon threw me off. I usually go to Texas when he's here, and he threw me way off, so I got to do this. Listen, May Ranch, 46 degrees, feels like 39, dew point's 28, humidity's 49, the winds are out of the southwest at 14. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 41 degrees. Sunset at 5:19. Sunny and 55 today. Clear. Not as cold tonight, but at 37. And mostly sunny at 59. Well, on the phone with me right now is Mr. Brandon Hickey, world famous cell barn owner. I was trying to think of something stupid to say and it didn't come out. So, my fault. My bad. Sorry. Happy Thanksgiving, Mr. Brandon.
Yes, it was a very nice Thanksgiving.
Did you guys rehome some deer the season?
Yes. Not as many as we intended to, but we left a lot of really good young bucks for next year. So
yeah, well, that's good. you have to call through there and just do your thing. You guys were closed at Elk City Friday for obvious reasons. Mm-hmm. But yesterday, when you sent that report to me last night, I was like, holy moly, because I seen some $4 stuff, and it wasn't 300 pounders.
Yes, sir. Yeah. It's green wheat and sunshine and moisture. It really exploded that thing, and it was... And less head count to fight over, so less supply, and the demand was as good or better than it has been for the last several weeks. Lots of buyers in there wanting to buy cattle, and the active bidding competition on all weights and classes.
Well, Colony, yeah, 10 head of 402-pound steers brought 412. Some from Sayre weighing 409 brought 415. And when you get up there in the 500-pound range, more of the same. Here's some 506 from Elk City, brought 351. I can just go on and on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was good from the littles to the bigs all the way through. Everybody was interested in getting some cattle bought.
908-pounders brought 241. And then the girls. I mean, the girls were on fire too.
Yep. They had some really nice strings of cattle and some really nice yearlings, and it was a phenomenal day from start to finish. We had had a nice run, but not a huge run, and had a good run of cows. When we got done with the calves and yearlings, had over 200 cows, which is a little bit unusual for us over here on this side of Elk City. But the market was a little bit better on them. That deal still hasn't really jumped like I thought it would, but I think it's probably coming. I think they're going to kind of get caught up on these kills pretty quick, and that Packer cow deal is going to be jumping. But the bred cow deal was phenomenal, and old breds and young breds. We did have a handful of young breds, brought really good money up to $2,700 on some of them, and some of them old bred cows, bringing up there in that one side or the other of $1,800 for some cows that didn't have any teeth. And so lots of demand on just about everything that we could run in the ring yesterday. There was several somebody's wanting them.
I'm thinking about it, I want to say before I forget, but I know my wife's listening, so I better say while I remember, I got to get my correct lingo in there. I'm bringing you tomorrow. I'm bringing you about 8 or 10 calves and a mama.
Okay.
I want to get on the list. I didn't want to be the last one to sell, because your sales Friday is probably going to be what, 5,000-10,000 head.
No, I don't think so. But I hate to throw out a number, because I've been so wrong here lately. They've been so much bigger than what I was expecting. I think the week before Thanksgiving was the first time that I was close on the what I was expecting a day or two before the sale than quite some time. So, I've kind of been missing it. So I hate to throw out a number, but I don't want you to,
because you'll jinx yourself. So did you guys have brisket for Thanksgiving?
You bet. Yep. They laid out a smorgasbord out there, and we had brisket and Cajun turkey and a ham all to pick through. And I'm pretty sure the brisket all went first. But what was really nice, so out at the deer camp that we have, leading up to Thanksgiving break, the guys that are out there every week or every year hunting have gotten to be really, really good smokers and really, really good cookers. So I was already plumb full of brisket and pulled pork and smoked sausage and everything in the world you can imagine before I even got to my parents' house on Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah, no joke. Tell your mom if she's got any of that leftover ham, bring it Friday for me, would she?
Okay.
Because I got to go see the doctor Thursday at Hobart, and I'm going to be pretty clean, so I'm going to need a refill.
Yep.
What do you got coming in Friday?
Oh, we're going to have another big string of those nice Red Angus, Turley Ranch Red Angus calves coming in. I've got a set of 5 to 8 year old cows, a dispersal kind of a deal. These be 3 colored cows, be 5 to 8 year olds calving from February through April. Got a 75 old bred cows going to be coming, and several nice strings of calves. A lot of these weighing anywhere from 4 to 7, coming from Carter and Canute and Berlin. I've got really nice calves coming from all directions. Some back coming from out in the Texas Panhandle. So we'll have a nice run, lots of calves and several nice cow consignments already too for some of them guys that's wanting to turn out some of those heavy bred cows instead of the stocker calves. We'll sure have a good number of them to pick from also.
When is your special sale? Is that coming up next week? Not this week, right?
December 20th. So we're 2 Fridays away from that. And we'll have that December 20th. Hopefully everything falls into place. We'll start that about 6 p.m. Friday evening.
And that sales for what? Cows?
Yeah. We'll have right now currently... we've got about 100 bred heifers. I've got about 150 bred cows, and got about 100 pairs and 2 bulls is what we've got consigned to this point. We're still finalizing and confirming some consignments for that deal, but we'll have a really nice offering of pairs, spring bred cows and bred heifers for people to come get a hold of on that evening.
Are you still taking any consignments for that?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. We've still got some room. We'll shut it off at some point. In the past, I've always tried to kind of limit that to 600 or less, but we've still got room at this point. We'll still be taking some consignments up until we get closer to that number.
Do you know what K special is going to be that day?
I don't, but typically, if they do like they do, like what's happened in the past, she'll have her regular Friday deal during our regular sale. But a lot of times, we've had one of the banks, Farm Credit or somebody, will come in and sponsor our evening meal right before we start the special. So I don't know that's going to happen again. I haven't confirmed that just yet, but I would just nearly bet that Kay will do her typical Friday deal, but she'll get to get off early and eat somebody else's cooking if she so desires. I don't know if she does that or not, but.
Well, if one of the banks doesn't, does that mean she's got to work?
that woman does not got to do anything. You ought to know that by now. She just pretty well does what she wants.
I know. it's like at church, she prays when she wants. It doesn't necessarily mean it has to be when the rest of us are praying. I think, Lord, I didn't mean that. Brandon, anything coming up at Clinton you know of?
I've got one really nice set of so far consigned. I've got one really nice set, be about 50 head of 5 and 6 weight long wing steers this guy's wheat didn't make, and so he's got these straightened out and ready to go for some of these guys that their wheat did make, and he's going to bring them in here and sell them next Monday, and that's the only early consignment I've got to this point. Yeah. But that'll be a really nice set of trouble free cattle for somebody.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you coming on, and I hate to cut you short, but today's Hay Day Tuesday, and I got a lot of hay to sell here after this break.
Yeah, well, and you was late getting to me because I was on another phone call. I apologize.
No, business comes first. You and I can always talk whenever we need.
Yep.
I know I was having some complaints. Is Brandon not on today? Where's Brandon? So you are a regular. So these it's kind of like they got to go take their Pepto-Bismol for the after eating lunch. They're always in a hurry to get something done. So anyway.
Yep.
All right. Well, thanks, Brandon.
You bet, Jimmy.
See
you. Talk to you later.
All right. Let's take a Stockman's Vet Clinic break. When we come back, I'll have your Southwestern Oklahoma Ag Weather Update brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden. And we'll have Hay Day Tuesdays. Not too late. If you got some hay you want to sell or you're looking to buy some, 580-225-9697. Text it in to me right now and I'll read it out loud here in just a few minutes. We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Did you know a cow's energy requirement increases 1% for each degree the cattle comfort index is below 32 degrees? And that energy would double to 2% if the animal is wet to the skin. One way to help with that is feeding them with MaxiGain or Range Max cattle cubes, all available at SEI Agritech in Elk City. Get yours today in bulk or bags. That's SEI Agritech on South Randall in Elk City. And follow SEI Agritech on Facebook for ag news and information on their products.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife, that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment. How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out every day and you flipped the switch on that machine and it generated money to pay your bills. Would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work. But yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water Experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water Experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You got to go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Hey, farmers and ranchers, it's time to make your life easier with an easy haul hay trailer from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma. These trailers are designed to haul multiple hay bales as quickly and efficiently as possible, keeping more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time and make your life easier. What a deal! See all they have to offer at EverettWelding.com. Be sure and check out their ads in the Penny News.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Let's check out some weather in southwestern Oklahoma. Who are we going to go see today? Hollis. 47 degrees, feels like 43. Dew point's 31. Humidity's 53. The winds are out of the southwest at 6 miles an hour. 3-day average 4-inch bare soils, temperature 47 degrees. Sunset at 5:28. Forecast for today, 55 for a high, 41 for a low tonight, and mostly sunny and 64 tomorrow. Nice weather coming up, some wheat growing weather. I usually don't do this, but since I make fun of him quite a bit on my show, especially when Brandon and I are talking, but there's a friend of mine down there at Reed, Oklahoma. Home, they don't have a mezzanine site down there, but they got a bridge. They got a new bridge that goes to nowhere across the river. Boy, Scotty Boy's got a really nice black bull that's 3/4 Angus and 1/4 Simmental. And I happen to know the bloodline on this bull because I sold Scott and his beautiful wife the mama, and she is a purebred Angus out of the Davis Cattle Company line over there around Burns Flat. And the bull is out of Prophet, Simmental. So it's got a little bit of Simmental in him. So that bull is 1/4 Simmental, 3/4 Angus. Really good bloodline, really nice bull. Give Scott Robinson a call down there around Reed if anybody's needing a really good bull. He's coming up on 2 years old. Like I said, I usually don't do that, but since I make fun of him because he likes Charolais and he thinks they rule the world, which a lot of people tend to argue with him. Yeah, I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with Charolais. I had a Charolais bulls, a couple of them. But I didn't live, breathe Charolais. All right, let's get on with. You guys got your pencil and pen ready? This and here's a long one, and then I got a couple here to read off to you. Beckham County, Oklahoma, 300 bales of rye hay, $50. 140 bales of rye and Triticale mix, $50. 250 bales of hay grazer, $40 a bale. And these are all round bales. 100 bales of peanut hay, $60 a bale. Can load, 580-729-0356. And it's not tested. I'll read these off again for you. 300 bales of rye hay, $50 a bale. 140 bales of rye and Triticale mix, $50 a bale. 250 bales of hay grazer, $40 a bale. 100 bales of peanut hay, $60 a bale. Can load, 580-729-0356. South of Elk City here. Oh, man. Some really good rye hay, not tested, $140 a ton, 1,100 pound bales, can load. Located in Beckham County also, 580-821-4816. Really good rye hay, not tested, $140 per ton, 1,100 pound bales, can load, 580-821-4816. And I'm going to tell you something. I seen this hay, and it's really good. When, if I seem to remember, it made like almost or right at it, 9 bales to the acre. So does that tell you how lush this rye hay is? So if you want some really good hay, that's some good hay. 821-4816. What do you think about that? Okay. Forge inventory and demand calculator. Everybody's going to all this high tech stuff. You know, your AI, your GPS, your auto steer, all this precision farming and stuff. Why not use technology with your hay? So this is a Forage inventory and demand calculator. The Forage inventory and demand calculator is a Excel based calculator that compares quantity, tons basically, of forage available and the quality of forage needed to feed requirements on livestock operation. So if you want to track this so you know the next year you're not guessing how much hay you need, this is really, you need to check this out. The forage inventory is detailed description of the forage on hand, including bale count and weight or tonnage for bulk feeds. Two types of forage are identified in the calculator, baled and bulk. Examples of baled forages, first cutting alfalfa, grass hay, corn stalk bales, and straw intended for feed, bulk forages, corn silage, and ground hay. This is a really good way to track what you got on hand, especially for you guys that grind a lot of hay and do your own stuff going on. This is pretty accurate. The demand tab is where livestock inventory by class is completed to determine forage needs. The more detailed the livestock inventory, the more accurate the results. Example, if 120 feeder steers are fed for 5 months, they weigh 600 pounds and are sold at 1,000 pounds, these steers could be entered as a one-line entry. Steers, 120 head, 850, 5 months. This entry yields a demand for 176 tons. To be more accurate, if the anticipated gain is 3 pounds per day, this could be a five-line entry based on 100-pound weight increases, 600 pounds to 1,000. Through this entry method, the forage needs is 166 tons for 120 feeder steers. How about that? Steps, count and weigh if possible all available baled and bulk forages on hand. Utilize a separate line for each quality type of feed. Determine a value for the forages. Value can be production cost, purchase price, or market value. Determine the class and weight of the livestock. Remember, the increased details improves the accuracy of the output. Include all animals utilizing forage resources, horses, 4-H, FFA project animals, other pets like bird dogs. Evaluate feeding methods, i.e. buck feeder, hay feeder type, feed on ground. Interpretation, the results tab compares the total inventory of baled and bulk forages against the forages required for the livestock inventory. Cool stuff. Now you can download that forage inventory and demand calculator. Just go to SDSU, South Dakota Extension Livestock Business Management, and on their website, South Dakota State, University Extension, and it'll be on there, and you can download this in Excel sheet and be, I'd say there's a lot of people in our area need to do that. It'd be really easy to calculate that up. Let's see here. What's the story on the bridge to nowhere? Oh, they put a $6 million bridge down there across the river, which used to be a low water crossing. And there's like 10 people come across that thing every week, and they put a $6 million bridge down there so people didn't get their tires wet or something. Yeah, it's the bridge to nowhere, that's what I call it. I've been across it many times. You guys have a great day. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Sayre and Elk City, America. God bless.
Friday night at the dance. That's what country sounds like. Thanks for making us number one. 96.5 KEZO, Elk City.